All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It is the quietest of quiet sports days in the big city and across the nation. Nothing going on, nothing to talk about, no NBA trades, no big-time signings in the NFL. It's just going to be me, Nick, and Barry kicking it for the next 3 hours, and we're really going to need you guys to participate because, fellas, there's just nothing to talk about. Holy cow, in a flurry of news activity in the last hour, we've got NBA trades galore. We have basically a new Cleveland Cavaliers team to talk about. Jimmy Garoppolo got paid. And oh, by the way, along the way, we're going to give away auto show tickets. We're going to give away tickets to Barry's shows this weekend as he's headlining. And I've told you this, get out there, put your asses in seats. And if you don't win them, buy them because it's a big weekend.
Man, it happened so fast today.
Everybody went everywhere.
Well, so I go running, as I've been trying to do all week, and I get home and I get ready, and I had to go drop some stuff off. My buddy Richard Burmaster loaned me one of his GoPros for the camel races a while back, so I'm finally getting around to taking it back to him.
After you broke it.
So I didn't break it.
I thought you were good.
That's not true, Richard. Just don't check it until later when you get home. So I do that. I'm not listening to anything. I'm kind of focused, you know, running over my set list for the weekend, and I don't have on the news. And then I get here, and you guys are like, did you hear? I was like, no, what happened? And then you start telling me all the trades. I was like, oh, my God. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and we're going to go through all of them, I know. But any news on the Rockets front?
Nope, and I'm glad.
Yeah, I am too. I kind of mentioned it in my Houston Sports and Stuff column where I said, you know, I had written a couple of different things, but one of them was kind of what we talked about yesterday where I got y'all's opinion too. And I just thought, don't do anything stupid. That's all. Don't screw with the chemistry. Just add some veteran depth and we'll all be happy and we can move on. So
when you're the Rockets or the Warriors, there's a reason why you're quiet right now.
Yeah.
Because you're playing at a level that you don't have to screw with it. But look, we all knew the Cavs had to do something. We mentioned on this very show yesterday that they were probably going to try and move 3 to 4 players, but we both thought that might be really difficult to do because the deadline was approaching. And lo and behold, they moved 6 players in the last 45 minutes.
Just almost completely turned over the roster except for the King.
So much so that they're probably only going to have 8 players at a maximum to play tomorrow night against the Hawks. They're going to have to call up like half their D-League team just to suit a team until everybody passes their physicals and can play. But I do say this, and we, like you said, we'll cover all this as we get into the show. I actually, remarkably, because I thought when you have a team that's desperate and everybody knows they got to do something, no one's going to try and help them. They're going to try and screw them. And the fact that Cody Altman and the Cavs were able to flip half this team, it's pretty impressive because I think they might be better now than they were at the start of, when you looked at the roster at the start of the year.
Yeah, it's crazy that he was able to get that done. And the point you made in our pre-show meeting, I thought, was spot on and probably the best one when you said they really weren't in a position of power when it comes to the trade deadline. They in fact, everyone knew these guys were desperate, and how he was able to turn this around and come out the winner, it was very Daryl Morey-ish, and you said he's a genius. I mean, because they looked so desperate to the outside world. So good for him, man. Good for Cleveland. And
yeah, the dysfunction was too public for you to not think that the leverage was not going to go. Well,
Markieff Morris, they were telling him about the trades, and they told him about Isaiah Thomas, and he goes, that's what happens when you run your mouth so much that you run your ass out of town.
Yeah.
Because no one that's just gotten to Cleveland like less than half a year ago should be the team spokesman on what's going on the floor, in the locker room, or otherwise. And he was opening his mouth every day.
Yeah.
And I said to you guys, I watched that game last night after the Rockets game, and what a great game it was. But when LeBron hit the game winner,
You can honestly see who was going to get traded by the reactions of everybody on the bench.
That video was hilarious. I didn't see it until I saw it on Twitter, but that video was hilarious.
Was it Tyronn Lue like in the background or something? Like it wasn't even anywhere to be seen or something like that?
And I saw all the other assistant coaches kind of look back at the court and nod their head, went, yep, we won. Just walked to the locker room.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a bad culture right
but
there.
But Tristan Thompson was doing his dance with LeBron. I'm like, well, he's safe. You know, the guys that were closest to LeBron, I'm like, no, you're good. But those guys that are like halfway down the bench and are already heading towards the locker room, you may be looking for real estate opportunities in another city.
Well, I'm not going to point the finger, but good for Isaiah Thomas. If he wasn't going to take LeBron's stuff, if it was LeBron that was causing all this, I'm not saying LeBron did, but, you know, it's hard to be under the shadow of a player like a LeBron, who's the best player in the world. The best player touching a basketball right now is LeBron James. And that's just a big shadow to be under, you know?
Yo, speaking of that.
But don't suck, Nick, if you're going to have that attitude.
Yeah, true. But speaking of that, last night I'm watching the beginning of the Cavs game, or maybe it was in the middle. I don't even remember. I tuned in at one point because we went to the mall, which, by the way, I got a prank called. I got to tell you about this.
Yeah, we got to hear that.
But I'm watching the Cavs game, and at one point, the Cavs are on defense. They give up the bucket, and then somebody inbounds the ball to Isaiah Thomas, who takes about two dribbles up the court, turns around, and passes the ball to LeBron and runs to a spot on the floor. In my mind, I immediately thought, one, what the hell do you need Isaiah Thomas for if he's not going to be the point guard? And two, he's gone. If LeBron's bringing up the ball, something's got to happen. Something's got to give. Because then they use Isaiah Thomas, all 5 foot of him, to set screens for LeBron. I was like, that's why they don't win. It's a dysfunctional offense if Isaiah Thomas is setting screens for you. And then he's getting an open look, which he's obviously hasn't been knocking down. He passed up the ball. LeBron's trying not to be. And then it was a shot clock violation. I was just like, they're a mess, and that's why. Well, they don't make sense together on the floor.
And the supersized one, Brian Windhorst, last night was saying how you got to stop putting Isaiah Thomas on the floor in the fourth quarter and during – you know, you can start him. You can start him to start the second half. But in the fourth quarter, he's got to get off the floor. And T-Mac, I think it was, said, bro, a year ago, he was the number one scorer in the fourth quarter in the NBA. If you're hoping he snaps out of it, that would be the time that you got to at least make him feel most comfortable. But at a certain point, you got to pull the plug midway through and go, this ain't working, and we got to win this. Still got to win this game. You look at the Orlando game the other night. They only scored 9 points in the fourth quarter as a team.
Wow.
At one point, LeBron was averaging 9 points in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And they blew a 21-point lead and lost to the Magic. That was where, regardless of what happened last night, that's where the Cavs front office went, well, we had an opportunity to just think about it. Now we got to do something. That's why I thought it was going to be tough. Man, they did a hell of a lot in a short period of time. And we're not done yet. There's more trades rolling in as we speak, so there's tons going on.
Yeah, and I don't know if you heard the news, but based off of what happened yesterday, I was able to work out a deal with the Cavs, and we're trading Nick to the Cavs.
You shut your mouth.
For 2 cups of Gatorade.
Oh.
And
what is the semi-pro? I'm being traded for the washing machine?
A sack of dirty towels. What?
I thought we got one of Jay Crowder's hair bands and an arm sleeve. I thought somewhere we had to have the arm sleeve.
Did you see Chris Davis's tweet? Fake Woj bomb. Usual suspects. Trade Nick for Jose, Trey, and cash considerations. Trey tweets that he doesn't want to be an intern anymore. Usual suspects trades Jose and Trey back for Nick and cash considerations.
And I think it was El Jefe that put Nick's picture next to the two Ball brothers signing with the Lithuanian team.
Yes. Real quick, and we're going to get to all the NBA talk because I think that's what the folks are definitely tuning in for, is for us to talk NBA trades. But this happened last night. It was kind of hilarious because I went to the mall with the wife to get a new shirt. And I had just gotten an email from a booker who was looking for somebody, and I had emailed him back for a show. And then we're standing there in line getting ready to check out, and my phone rings, and I thought it was the booker. But it didn't come up like as a contact, but I was like, yeah, whatever. So I answered the phone. And this is exactly how the call went. I'm not going to censor anything. Don't worry. You don't have to dump me. Okay. But people might get a little insensitive. But just remember, I'm repeating the prank call. All right? So I just said, hello. And they were like, Laminac, what's up? And I said, hey, what's up? And they said, who's the best 90s rapper? Who's the best 90s era rapper? And that was just a question. And I thought about it, and I was like, what? In my mind, I'm thinking, what a weird question to open with if you're trying to book me for a gig. But whatever, I'll play along. So I was like, 90s? I mean, if you would have said 80s, I would have went Rakim. But 90s, I guess I got to go Biggie? Mm-hmm. And this guy goes, great. What race has the stinkiest farts?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, race?
Yeah. And I go, what? And he goes, what race has the stinkiest farts? And I was like, I don't know.
I'm starting to think AJ Hoffman.
I was like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden some girl goes, Indians. And this guy goes, you got served, bitch, and hung up. That was, I was like, what just happened?
So it was like a speaker? I mean, like
I was on speakerphone. That's why I also thought it was the booker in his office at work. And I was like, what just happened? What the hell? So my wife was like, just ignore it. I was like, no, you're not going to, no, I don't think so. So I texted the number. I was like, hey, I said, I don't know who this is, but I'm going to find out. Then I thought, well, that really sounded like Liam Neeson from Taken. And then I texted back, I have a special set of skills. And then they told me who it was. It was a comedian in town.
Oh, so you knew it wasn't like a complete.
No, unless they were, I mean, it might have been another comedian giving a different comedian's name to like throw me off. But yeah, it was definitely somebody, a comic in town that has my number.
Well, at least I hate the ones where you know they're just random.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would love to track that person down, but the minute I press redial or whatever, yeah, then they got my number.
You're going to the database. Yeah, exactly. But I thought, what a great way to prank, though, just to do it like that at the end. That was pretty damn hilarious. So.
No doubt about it. Yeah. So we got a full show today, obviously. Like Barry said, everybody wants to figure out what's going on with the trade deadline. Big signing in the NFL. We're going to give away some tickets to the auto show. We're going to give away tickets to Barry's show this weekend. So we've got a lot going on. And, of course, we always want you to participate in the big program. That means you can call or you can text, which is 713-780-3776. You can also reach us via Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. And, of course, we're going to take you up until 4 o'clock. Right now, I want to tell you about the team that hasn't done anything at the trade deadline because, as we mentioned, they don't need to. It's the Houston Rockets. And I'm telling you, they won their sixth in a row last night. They beat Miami. They swept the road trip. Playing great basketball. Now they're back home, and it's really affordable right now for you to take the family and go see a game because you can get a 5-game package starting at $132. You think about that. Most sporting events, you're going to pay $132 for one ticket. Rockets are offering a 5-game stretch pack, 5 games starting at $132. There's two different packages, the 3-point package, which is the Spurs, Pistons, Hawks, Suns, and Blazers, and then the slam dunk package, which is the Clippers, Pelicans, Bulls, Wizards, and the only visit this year from OKC with Westbrook and Paul George. All you got to do is call 713-627-DUNK. You can get one of those packages. You'll get a ticket rep who's going to fill you in on all the ways that you can get the different seat locations and what those are going to cost, but it starts as low as $132 for 5 games, so it's a hell of a deal. Also, remember coming up the 2018 Rockets Blacktop Battle. That's February the 17th. Big 3-on-3 tournament used to be outside. Now it's inside. The men are going to play at the Houston Wellness Center at U of H. The kids 17 and under are going to do it at the gym in Humble. Both sites are going to have the 3-point contest, dunk contest, all that stuff. And the winning teams that are playing in the championship will play at Toyota Center February the 24th. Get to Rockets.com for all those details. But again, for tickets, 713-627-DUNK.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, just getting started. Holy trade trackers and all kinds of things. Nick and I were talking about we need some kind of, like, map and, like
cheat a spreadsheet.
And a spreadsheet, yeah, to start figuring out who's on what team now. There's been so many moves. There's another one that just went down between the Denver Nuggets, Dallas Mavericks, and New York Knicks, and a former lottery pick changing places again. But it's crazy because I told Nick, it seems like there's some room somewhere in this country where you have the general managers of the Kings, the Cavs, the Heat, and the Jazz, and no one else. Because they seem to be making almost every deal with the exception of this deal that just went down that I was mentioning between those three teams.
The Pistons got a little better.
And they continued to get better.
Yeah, and so they added, what'd I tell you? They added,
Jameer Nelson.
Yeah, they got him from the Bulls for James Ennis. Or they added also James Ennis from the Grizzlies, excuse me. That's going to be a little, that's going to be something to watch for sure. Because you were saying, I thought they were 4-0. They're 5-0 since the Blake Griffin trade.
Yep.
And I was telling you that sometimes chemistry can be instantaneous. Like, you don't necessarily have to wait on chemistry. You look how well that Durant fit into the Warriors as soon as he got there. You look how well the Rockets team now gelled with adding Bamute and Tucker and Chris Paul all at once and getting rid of the – but it worked, and it worked right away. It looks like Griffin and Drummond worked right away. And now they're adding some pieces to it. That could be interesting as well. I'm not saying they're going to make a run at a title, but they definitely could make some noise in the playoffs.
But we know the East is weak.
Yeah.
So you know that, you know, and that's what Stan Van Gundy wanted, was a chance to have a team that at least made the playoffs. He's got that. Now with some of these little tweaks that he's doing too, he's just adding complementary pieces that know their roles because they're veterans and they can play a role in making that team even better. Because with that front line, you don't have to worry about rebounds because Drummond gets everything. And Blake is active as hell in a double-double every night. You got solid point guard play. And look, that's Reggie Jackson is sporadic, and he's a bit of a loose cannon. But Ish Smith is a solid backup. They've got some good role players. So, yeah, in the East, that's a team that can be competitive. But you look at some of these other moves and some of these head-scratchers, and you start looking at what's going on, and you're like, Rodney Hood was supposed to be a guy that everybody wanted.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the Cavs got Rodney Hood, you know, the Cavs basically lost six players. They're bringing four back. The main deal was Isaiah Thomas going with Channing Frye to the Lakers and the Cavaliers 2018 first-round pick because they're not going to give up that Brooklyn top five pick.
Yeah.
Right.
Which.
So Isaiah Frye and the Cavs first-rounder for Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance Jr., both young players, very talented from the Lakers. Then they traded Dwayne Wade back to Miami, and yes, they got LeBron's approval for a second-round pick. So
which,
it's fine.
I mean, that's just really, you said something to the effect of you had seen or read or somebody said that they were basically just,
they
hey,
wanted him
we
to
don't
play
want
less
to screw
minutes.
You.
Yeah,
well,
he wanted to play more,
yeah.
But they kind of had a handshake that said, well, then.
It doesn't make sense now, so rather than screw you, we'll just send you back to Miami where can.
And LeBron was cool with
it,
already said, you know, farewell to my brother, but love you and blah, blah, blah. So that was one thing I was wondering, too, was there communication with LeBron? Otherwise, whatever they're doing is just pissing him off.
Yeah.
But then they weren't done yet because they made a deal with Sacramento and Utah in which they got George Hill, who they'd been after all along as a point guard. Amon Shumpert goes. Derrick Rose goes. The only guy that I thought Cleveland might want to hang on to is Jay Crowder, but he just didn't seem like a fit in Cleveland. So Shumpert, Crowder, and Rose go to Utah. Joe Johnson, the veteran swingman that can fill it up, goes from Utah to Sacramento. And man. So the Jazz took Shumpert, actually, but the I don't know what the Jazz are doing because they were actually a decent team, and I know their general manager, well, Dennis Lindsay, a former Rockets guy,
yeah.
But I guess, you know, you let Rodney Hood go to a team that desperately could use him because Shumpert has just fallen off the planet. He's been hurt. Rodney Hood with Cleveland. George Hill, the point guard they wanted all along to be the steady kind of doesn't turn it over, plays defense, can be a really good three-point shooter. He fits. And all the trades that you look at the Cavs making, and you're like, you know what? I didn't think it was possible, but they actually improved their roster. They got rid of a lot of the bad apples. They might be better off now than they were at the start of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's shaping up that way. I was just looking at this post from Bobby Marks on the ESPN front page of the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
Says this is a good problem to have, but the Cavs' committed salary next year is $138 million if LeBron James does return. This does not factor in the Rodney Hood restricted free agency or the Brooklyn first-round pick. Expect the Cavs' payroll to exceed $150 million with a luxury tax bill of $100 million if James is back in Cleveland.
And that's for next year. This year, with the deals that they just made, they're $50 million paying the luxury tax right now. So maybe they're not done. I don't know. The deadline is in less than an hour. We'll continue to watch the wire for you, but that's the major scoop of the day.
Now, here's a theory I have, and you kind of poo-pooed it a little bit, but that's
all
right. I didn't share it with Nick, but I wanted to get – I know his opinion, but I mean, we'll just throw it out there, and maybe even the listeners have an opinion. But with all these deals going down, I wonder if it's one of those things, especially the deal with the Lakers, because you had mentioned that Isaiah Thomas would be a free agent at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So that's going to free up money for the Lakers. So they basically just shipped a couple of really good players to the Cavs and in return got a guy that's just going to free up money to maybe make a run at LeBron, right? Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's some handshake deal between the Cavs and the Lakers and LeBron that says, look, we're going to make the Cavs, being we want to make a run at it this year. So we'll do this deal, and then maybe we'll do a sign and trade with LeBron to L.A. because that's really where he wants to go. And what would happen in that case, because if you're the Cavs, you want to make LeBron happy, because at next year, if you do a sign and trade, at least you get something in return for LeBron as opposed to him just leaving, right? So maybe there was a backdoor deal where they said, all right, we'll do a sign and trade with you, L.A., because you'll free up that money by taking Isaiah off our hands because he's killing us. I don't know. I mean, stranger things have happened.
Is that allowed, first off, Joel? Can you do that? Isn't that
illegal?
You
can't trade players. So if you trade players, like, for instance, in the deals that went down today, like Derrick Rose is going to go to Utah and immediately get waived. The rumor is that his old coach, Tom Thibodeau, in Minnesota is going to sign him. But the Cavs could not re-sign him for up to a year. So there's deals like that in place.
But a handshake deal on the side.
But those handshake deals, again, it's just like anything else. There's tampering done every day in terms of recruiting free agents and such. If the league doesn't know about it, they can't do anything about it.
Two GMs on cell phones that they own that are, they could certainly have that conversation about, look, man, Isaiah's killing me. Yeah, well, we're not doing anything this year, but we'd love to have LeBron. Yeah, we're probably going to lose him. All right, well, let's do this.
Yeah,
and then they do the deal.
But you think about it from a Cavaliers perspective.
It would make sense for both teams, really.
I wouldn't put past it in any sport, really, when it comes down to recruiting and scouting, that you have to be ahead of the game. And one way to be proactive is to kind of reach out and, you know, create this secret dialogue between you and other teams. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Daryl Morey's got a burner. I mean, with all the snacks he eats after hours, he's cooking all the time. He's got a burner.
And I told Joel, in all seriousness, there's probably about a 5% chance that that's the case. But you see some of these things going on, and you can't help but wonder that Cleveland is really making a run at it. So you just wonder if this is our last hurrah, and then we're going to do a sign and trade with LeBron and get something as opposed to nothing.
Here's why I would disagree. Okay. Because if you think he's gone at the end of the year, then you just and you know that they're just playing badly. You just keep Isaiah Thomas, because at the end of the year, immediately, right off the top, you get $20 million off your to use from, because Isaiah Thomas is going to walk and you get his money. So you got a big chunk there. If LeBron just walks, now you got $52 million under the cap or whatever. LeBron was close to 30. So I'm obviously just generalizing, but you got a whopper of money to spend and you get whatever players you want. But now, and a lot of the reports that are coming in right now as we speak are saying, it looks like the Cavs are under the impression that they're going to keep LeBron because they're basically getting guys that are young and talented with long-term deals, and they're under the impression that he's going to stay. Brian Windhorst just now is tweeting as well, saying it looks like the Cavs are under the impression that that LeBron is going to stay, or they're going to keep him. Therefore, they're trying to put a lot of younger talent around him to continue to grow. I don't know if that's enough to keep him to stay. Because the guy, like Barry said yesterday, look, he said, I'm here for the long haul, which means between now and the end of the regular season, or the end of the season.
Yeah.
But he's leaving all his options open. He didn't want to waive his no trade because he ain't going anywhere where he doesn't want to go. And at the end of the year, he'll make the call. So whether he's the general manager or not, he's not Kobe Altman, but he's got a lot of power in Cleveland. And the biggest thing is he and Dan Gilbert supposedly have been at odds for quite a while. That's not where a player is going to go, you know what, Dan? I want to do you some favors. I want to come back. I want to go long-term, maybe save you some money so we can go out and get some more players. If they're feuding, LeBron's like, screw you. I've made you. I brought you a title. And if you don't change your attitude, I'll walk on you and leave you with crap.
Okay. I could certainly see that. Does
Gilbert have some sort of built-in excuse? Because – yeah, he's obviously made a lot of mistakes, but did he completely create all this mess? I mean, Kyrie is the one who requested the trade. If that request was never made, you probably don't see Isaiah Thomas in Cleveland.
I think it's Gilbert. What's the common theme here? Isaiah doesn't want to play on this team.
Right.
Kyrie doesn't want to play second fiddle. There's obviously something going on where guys, and that especially at that position, maybe LeBron more than we think wants to be the point.
Well, you said
for
it.
The team.
You said what you watched last night. LeBron is a forward that controls the ball. We thought James Harden, who then eventually just got the title of point guard, but LeBron, as Barry was mentioning, brings the ball up the court most times. So what the hell do you really need a point guard for?
Yeah.
You just need another wing player.
And now you're taking away minutes. You're taking away, you know, these guys, I mean, Isaiah Thomas and Kyrie Irving, those are ball-dominant guards. They need the ball in their hands, and the offense flows through them. That doesn't mean they're always going to score, but that's the way that those guys have played, and that's how they made their name. And when you go to a team with a guy like LeBron, it's going to change. It just
is. No doubt. And here's the other thing, too. Big egos, but both had a lot to play for. Kyrie wanted to be the man. We always talked about Westbrook wanting to be Batman, not Robin, with Durant. Well, Kyrie wanted the same thing, to prove he could be the man. And then from IT's standpoint, he's got to prove that he's worth the money because he's a free agent at the end of the year, and he's trying to get a max deal. And he's constantly gone from team to team where he's had to prove himself, had a great year in Boston, then the hip injury. And let's be honest, I hope he heals because I hope he's not right now because he looks awful. And what team's going to give him a max deal or even a big money deal if he's playing the way he's playing? And he's never going to be able to do the big games like he had in Boston because he's playing behind LeBron's shine.
And here's another bad thing for Isaiah Thomas, that if the Cavs, after these trades, take off and catch the Celtics or the Raptors or do something. I mean, they're seven back right now. If they end up making a run of this, what does that say about Isaiah Thomas? The fact that he left the Celtics and they're still the best team in the East, the fact that he leaves the Cavs and they make a run when he leaves, a lot of teams are going to be like, this guy really isn't exactly a superstar because teams get better or stay as good as they were when he's not there. So that could backfire on him too.
No doubt about it. Absolutely. A lot of things to keep an eye on. Now, I just want to make sure the record shows. I said the Cavs were going to the finals before, and I said last night they're going to the finals, and I'm saying right now they're still going to the finals in the East. And we'll see how it all plays out, but we've all said, you can poo-poo all you want on LeBron as a GM, but he's still the best player on the planet. So at least they did enough to put some things around him. But yeah, Isaiah Thomas, man, that's going to be an interesting one to watch because you watched him and I've watched him. I don't think he's even close to the player he was a year ago.
No, not nearly.
Mm-mm. All right, so, hey, and that other deal we were talking about, the Knicks acquire Emmanuel Mudiay from the Nuggets, a former lottery pick. Three-way deal, Devin Harris from the Mavs to the Nuggets, Doug McDermott, from New York to Dallas, which I don't know what the hell that does for anybody except for the Knicks get a young point guard they might be able to mold. But, oh, by the way, they drafted one of those. But that was the last deal that we have on the books. But we'll continue to update you on the deadline coming up at 2 p.m. And you can also reach the show, as you know, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Right now, I'll tell you about Infuse Energy. I'm telling you people about Infuse Energy for a reason. I'm not just reading their commercials. I'm telling you because I switched to Infuse Energy a few months ago. They've knocked hundreds off my monthly bill for my energy usage, and they have been fantastic to deal with. They are customer service oriented. You call them, you don't get an automated system, you get a human being. They ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to make sure they know when you use energy, when you don't. Is it for your business? Is it for your home? And they construct a plan and get you a rate that coincides with when you use energy the most, and of course, they reduce it when you use energy the least. It's fantastic, but that's the way every energy company should do business, but that's the way they've always done it. Josh Pesikoff and his staff have prided themselves on being customer friendly. You can check out infuseenergy.com or you can call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Talk to someone and they'll walk you through it. You don't have to sign on the dotted line or commit to anything, but they're going to make sure that they show you that they're competitive. They can show you they can beat most rates. And if they can't, they're going to be honest with you that way too and tell you that there's a company out there that can give you a better deal. That's how they want to do business. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. Right off the top, you get a $25 bill credit, and they'll take you from there. They are infused. They are affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Infuse energy into your life day and night because they are going to be there for you. 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up and get a green plan. Offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. Helps decrease your carbon footprint. All part of helping the environment. That's what they do. They want to stay in tune with you and what's going on out there as well. InfuseEnergy.com or 844-INFUSE2.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Usual Suspects, first hour of the three-hour show. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. As there is a lot going on in the NBA, also a monster deal in the NFL that will have a trickle-down or a trickle-up effect as it pertains to other quarterbacks. Jimmy Garoppolo is now signed for the future for the Niners, which was something that we knew had to get done. It has now gotten done, and boy has it. Garoppolo, 5 years, $137.5 million. That means, attention, Kirk Cousins. You, and, by the way, Case Keenum, the moving the Brinks truck of cash will be backing up to your driveway shortly. And, oh, don't you know, up there in Green Bay, don't you think Aaron Rodgers has noticed and said in the next couple of years, and as you mentioned, down there in Clarence country, yeah. Drew Brees is mentioning as a free agent this year, they are getting paid.
Drew Brees is like Smithers. Drew Brees is like Smithers right now on, or not, Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns.
He's like, yes, Smithers. Yes, get paid, Jimmy Garoppolo, because daddy's going to get paid too. Because Drew Brees is going to make a grip.
No doubt. Unless he has a soft spot in his heart and says, I want to keep
Hell
it.
No.
I think he might take a little less to stay in New Orleans. I do.
I don't even really care about that because when Tom Brady did the team-friendly deal, he's still getting paid. Man. The team's still paying TB12 and all kinds of other. He's getting paid.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
and,
I mean?
Like, it'll be one of those back-end deals where, all right,
balance out.
I'll give you a break the next couple of years, but when I'm 49 years old and I can't throw the ball more than 5 yards down the field, I'll still be making $90 million a year because we're going to backload this contract.
Do they do those deferred deals in,
yeah.
in NFL where
yeah.
you're like
they'll,
getting
they'll
paid
back,
when you're 72?
Yeah, can. They'll move a backloaded. You'll have a contract that's bigger
the
at the end than it is
the most infamous one
beginning.
In sports
Absolutely.
Was Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby Bonilla is still getting paid
yes.
by the Mets.
By the way, just if you're curious for mm-hmm. Rodgers' contract situation, which mm-hmm. I'm sure you haven't memorized, mm-hmm. maybe even tattooed, I don't know.
No tattoo.
19.8 million in 2018 and then 20 million in 2019, unrestricted free agent in 2020. So that'll be 2 years from now. So there'll be more, I'm sure, players that break the bank.
Now, if you're Aaron Rodgers, do you wait? Or if they come to
you
now. You
ask them to restructure?
Yeah, because here's the deal. He's already ticked off that they fired his favorite quarterback coach, Van Pelt, who is now the quarterback coach of the Bengals, without consulting him. And during Super Bowl week, he made that known. Now you know that there are other quarterbacks making cash. Do you try and be proactive and go, hey, just kind of curious, you want to sit down and get an extension done now? And we're really sorry about that quarterback coach thing, but we want to make sure you spend the rest of your... Because he also had a quote last week that not a lot of people caught that said, yeah, I want to play as long as Tom Brady's played, but I know the way the league works, and especially here with what went down with Brett Favre and me.
Ooh, yeah.
I may end up doing what Brett did and finishing my career elsewhere because they may not want me at a certain point.
Yep.
So he's a little red-assed right now.
Which, you know, that reminds me, that's what I wrote for Sports Map today for my column, is it was everybody's, you know, there's this big scuttlebutt about Josh McDaniels and the way he did the Colts dirty. And to that point, to his point exactly, it's the NFL. The NFL is dirty. There's no loyalty in the NFL. So why should front offices and teams expect loyalty when they don't even give it to the players? If you can't benefit them, they just cancel your contract and you get a little buyout and you're on your way and you're out of a job. And it happens all the time. So I don't feel sorry if Aaron Rodgers leaves for the Packers.
I do.
And I certainly don't feel sorry for him if he gets paid. The thing is, though, for your pack, they're 23rd in available cap space for their top 51. So if they're going to restructure, they may have to do some other deals as well.
Clay's making a boatload right now on the defensive side. So yeah,
they may have to restructure his deal just to make room for Aaron Rodgers if they redo his deal. Or maybe, again, he'll take what he's got, backload it, free up a little more cap space for him. But they've only got like 19 mil available.
They got more. They're going to make some cuts. It's kind of okay. like the Texans. So we'll see because they expected it. The articles I've read said they expect to have a lot of cash to work with. So we'll see what they do. But
if you're curious for the ranking right now, top five contract values. Jimmy Garoppolo, number one, $137.5 million. Matthew Stafford, number two, at $135 million. Derek Carr, third, at $125 million. Golly. Andrew Luck, fourth, at $122.9 million. And fifth, Ndamukong Suh at $114 million. $114.3 million.
Oh, so not five quarterbacks. That's kind of crazy.
So there's your top five. Six is Von Miller. Seven, Aaron Rodgers. Eight, Cam Newton. Nine, Matt Ryan. Ten, Fletcher Cox. Couple surprises in that top
ten.
Wow. Yeah. $102.6 million for Fletcher Cox at number 10.
So you know that the guys that are impending free agents, you know that Case Keenum is going to get paid. And it's crazy because one good year means Case is going to get paid. Derek Carr, one good year got him paid. One bad year makes everybody go, God, that's a lot of money for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's crazy how it's, you know, the tide can change in the NFL and in sports. But for now, man, it's going to get real interesting because there's going to be a lot of cash flying around in the NFL this offseason.
There sure is.
When's free agency? Not for another like month and a half.
Don't get me lying.
Yeah, it's about a month and a half from now.
I was trying to look up. So this website that I use that'll have all the information on, they give value. So think about this. They had Garoppolo's value listed at $18 million. Mm-hmm. So he should have gotten a four-year, $72 million deal. All right. They have Drew Brees' value at $25 million annually. So they have him as the second highest ranked. And then they have Kirk Cousins at 25.6. So the fact that Jimmy Garoppolo has the biggest contract, Cousins will probably be the next domino to fall. And then Brees. And I'm sure Brees is going to wait until after Kirk Cousins gets his money, because he's probably going to get more than Garoppolo did. And then Drew Brees is going to be like, all right, pay me. It's going to get crazy.
It is going to get nuts. Speaking of nuts, the trade deadline, and these are impactful deals that you've got to hear before we go to break, because they're going to change the complexion of the league. Portland has traded Noah Vonleh and cash to the Bulls.
What?
For the rights to Nick's best friend, Milikan Rakovic.
Oh, my God.
No clue.
Oh, no my clue. Gosh.
That's a Daryl Morey, Sam Hinkie deal.
I can't believe that they trade us.
That's what Sam Hinkie would call Daryl and go, I know you're trying to hide Milikan Rakovic, but if I take salary on for you, I need his rights.
Who can rack a bitch?
There you go. Like a mother. Like a mother. New Orleans trading Dante Cunningham to Brooklyn for guard Rashard Vaughn. No one cares. The Cavs and Clippers still talking about DeAndre Jordan, but nothing imminent because of the moves they already made. So we'll keep you posted on the trade deadline in the NBA, but it's going to be a fun day around here. Lots going on in sports. If you want to join the show, hit us up, Twitter, text, or calls. We're here till 4. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Blockbuster just coming across the wire. The Hawks have traded Luke Babbitt to the Heat for Okoro White. News at 11. We'll skip that one. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. Trade deadline, 2 p.m. in the NBA. Covered a little NFL last segment. Plenty more to get to, but it's going to be one of those days as there's going to be news trickling in. When I worked for the Rockets, this was
15 more minutes, but then there'll be another 15 to 20.
Yeah, this was the greatest day of the year.
Yeah?
Everyone sat around the office and tried to go, what sources you got? What do you got? Okay, who are you hearing from? What are you hearing? And we were always wondering, like, not only were the Rockets, what they were going to do, but wanted to know if anybody was going to get better around them.
Uh-huh.
And then that was the kicker. My buddy is way up there at the NBA office now that I used to work with. And I used to be, come on, man, what are you working on? What are the deals right at 2 o'clock, right at the deadline? Because inevitably, everybody's like, oh, man, that trade deadline sucked. And then all of a sudden at like 5:30, you hear like six deals that went down right at the deadline. But until they get the paperwork done, they can't. The league can't put any. That's why NBA.com, I was telling Nick, sucks when you want all the latest information.
They're not going to do any of the speculation.
Because unless it's official with all the T's crossed and I's dotted, they aren't putting a thing out there. But it used to be you knew Woj was at Yahoo. Hoops Hype had every rumor under the sun because they had Mark Stein and Woj and all of them in line. Now, there is no one definitive site. You better, as Nick was doing, your best bet is just to stay on Twitter and make sure you follow the right people.
The right people.
Yeah, because that's the other thing. There is a fake Woj account that is spelled just like his name, but there's just no blue check. And you got to make sure that you look at his actual Twitter handle, which is anything not even close to Woj. But he infamously will put rumors out there and say that the trade is done just so that news agencies will come out and go, Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting, and then be like, false.
That's
you
what the blue check is
it.
For. That's no like doubt. That's like John Jones.
They actually interview him. They actually played a prank on Daniel Cormier and said John Jones wants to make a comeback, and they're actually talking about the marketing guy instead of the real John Jones.
There's two things.
Was it this show we had him on? I know I had him. I got him to come on a show. I don't remember if it was this or Sunday.
I think it was this show.
I think it was. Yeah.
But that's so funny when you see that. That's why you got to check for that blue check mark.
No doubt.
It matters.
Yeah, because Woj is going to be solid in this. I mean, I criticized Woj before when we were talking about the Rockets and how he reported it was Clint Capella going to the other side in that, I don't know what game were when the Rockets, it was the Clippers game when they went to the Clippers locker room, but because he's not even there. But when it comes down to, this player got traded or this player got signed,
yeah,
you can retweet that with your eyes closed. You know what I mean? Like there's so much security there.
Yep.
No, the funny thing, though, by the way, is, and I was going to mention to you, I'm on the treadmill last night running with ESPN on, and I'm trying to keep my mind off of running. And if you are working with a guy, and he's going to be that influential at this time of year, and you can't say his name, what the hell are you doing? Because first, the chick that hosts the 6 o'clock Sports Center, some new chick, she's blonde, she comes on and she goes, let's keep you up to date right now with what's going on with the NBA trade rumors coming up before the deadline. Here's Woj. And then I'm like, you're going to say his name? Because the proper broadcasting way to do this
is
introduce him completely, and then you, in the middle of bantering back and forth, come on, Woj, you got to know more than that.
Okay.
But at the end, say, that's Adrian Wojnarowski, let's keep moving on. No, she was like, Woj, never, he was always Woj, and she got off. She threw it to something else, and I was like, okay, that's one way. Then they go to NBA Countdown with Michelle Beadle, and you can tell she's bringing him on, and you can tell she's already a little bit leery of how she's going to say this. And she goes, so he's already on set. Let's talk to Adrian Wojnarowski. I can't even say it. Woj, go.
No way.
Yeah. And she goes, and then when she wraps it up, she goes, you know I can't say it. I can never say his first name, let alone his last name. So from now on, Woj, you either say your name or we'll work it out. That's
Wow. Woj. That's just laziness to a new level.
Yeah,
right there.
I told you. She looks like she just got off a bar.
I'm going to lie. It took me like 25 attempts to get that name down. I was like, Wojnarowski.
I mean, I spent a good week working on blank.
It's hard, man.
I did. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get this right. I don't care. I'm going to nail it.
Like, you know you have a hard name when you can't even, you struggle to count the syllables. What is it? Wojnarowski? Is it four or five syllables?
Isn't it Wojnarowski?
Wojnarowski.
Wojnarowski?
Woj.
Well, but you got Adetokounmpo, which is five.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
And the other one I was going to tell you guys about was they had, speaking of what Barry was talking about with make sure you check for the blue check and all, you know, and your sources. Jimmy Kimmel the other night had Corey Clement and Jay Ajayi on. And they were talking about, wow, you know, what were you guys thinking when Wentz went down? And then you got Foles. And he goes, well, ironically, by the time you guys got to the studio, we didn't want to interrupt it, but I just want you to know, in the last hour, Nick Foles has been traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And they one looked at the other, and they didn't know what to say. And they were like, oh, man. And Kimmel looked at both of them and went, nah, I'm just kidding. I just thought I'd see what you were saying. They're like, dang, man, I was about to step off stage, get on my phone, and go, what the? And they both bit hard on it.
Yeah. Somebody texted us, said the Cleveland Browns need to borrow the Cavs fax machine next NFL deadline. Oh, God, that's a great text. Good job, whoever sent that. Does being the man really mean anything if you don't win a title? That's like, you know, world's tallest.
Okay. I know what the texter said. But look, there's a lot that means a lot to people, and one of the things that LeBron's going right now is a streak that will never, I dare say, will never be sniffed again, and that is, if he makes it again, that would be 8 straight NBA Finals.
Well, that's crazy. He was talking about, like, Isaiah and Kyrie wanting to be the man.
Oh.
Like, Does that really matter if you're not winning titles?
To a lot of people, yes.
Yeah, like, okay.
Westbrook got his wish. He's the man, didn't win a title. I mean, does that really matter? I think to a certain degree. Some guys don't. Who was it? Was it Murph that said these guys don't care about anything other than money anymore? Somebody out there.
I know Travis said it from a football perspective.
No. It was a basketball guy. Somebody said that it's different nowadays. These guys, their first priority is money.
Well, that's guaranteed true.
I think you want to be the man, but being the man means getting the money. They don't care if they win a title necessarily until they get older. Now, as they start to mature, and then I think that starts to matter more.
Well,
but dude, when you're 21 and all you really are worried about, there's a couple things, right?
I already know what's the first one.
Yeah.
Well, women.
1A, 1B.
Women and money. And then later you start worrying about winning.
And here's the thing.
And both the women and money and being the man. So
if you've had
a
better than average career, late in your career you worry about that ring because that's the one that may put you over the top for the Hall of Fames and all the accolades like that. But you're absolutely right. Now here's the kicker because we mentioned his name on the show the other day. The Cavaliers have one open roster spot. They have four new guys coming in, six going out, and they need a veteran locker room presence for stability. Guess who they're thinking about bringing back? Kendrick Perkins is going to get paid again.
Wow.
To get his grumpy-ass, bitter beer face back on the bench and control the locker room in Cleveland.
I tried to look up the Cavs' current depth chart, and it's not updated.
It depends on what site you go to. ESPN has a pretty close ascendance compared to
Crowder, Green, Fry, Love, Thompson, Isaiah Thomas, Derrick Rose,
Wayne Wade. I refreshed ESPN, and I had Crowder gone, Rose gone. Calderon was rumored going. He's still there, but they had the new guy. They had Clarkson on there and Hood.
None of that on mine on ESPN.com.
How about Kendrick Perkins going to get another? About free money.
Here's somebody speculating: if LeBron does come to Houston in a miracle world, would it be his team or Harden's?
Who cares?
Yeah, I think they figured that out just the same way that Chris Paul and James Harden figured it out.
And it'll be a lot easier than when it was Barkley, Clyde, and Dream because that was a slugfest.
Although the problem has been a point guard being able to fit in with LeBron, it seems like, with Kyrie and now Isaiah Thomas. You've got two point guards on this team, and now you want to throw in LeBron James, who would want the ball in his hands? I don't know that I would get so excited about LeBron coming to Houston because it may not just be a fit.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, and you mentioned it happened,
I think
happened,
you have to be, though. You have to be. You have to be excited if LeBron comes.
You can't make me get excited.
If LeBron
excited
James
about
is in Houston, you're going to be
pumped. I'm saying excited about the possibility.
Oh, okay.
You can't make
That's
me.
Fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
I mean, the biggest thing is, too, regardless of who comes here, and you were mentioning how it worked out with Chris Paul and James Harden, one of the reasons why it was easier to work it out was Paul missed 14 of the first 15 games, and he was able to observe from the bench and go, that's where I can help. That's what I can do. This is how I can stay out of James's way. And it made it easier, but you're right. The transition was one everybody thought was going to be a long time before they got it right. They got it right away.
Yeah. If you're thinking about tuning out, don't, because we got a lot of stuff going on next hour. We've got our fitness expert. We've got our fitness expert. I'm going to give away some tickets. I got Ken to kind of agree to a similar thing we did yesterday, so we're going to do that again coming up in the 2 o'clock hour.
The auto show tickets are gone. We had a little mishap here, so they're already gone. So we're going to make sure that Barry takes care of you with some tickets to his shows.
And we're going
to
do it in the 3 o'clock hour as well.
Yep.
And it just won't be as many as yesterday.
As you mentioned,
but hang
with
tight.
All those of you doing the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge, as we do 2:30s on Thursdays, we'll have some great information. And Diet Nicole Finnell is going to join us. She's a certified dietitian. She's going to talk about diet, what's good for you, what's bad for you. If you've got questions you want to throw our way, bring them. 713-780-3776. Text, call, or hit us on Twitter. We'll get them to Nicole. She'll get them out with answers to you. It's hour number two coming up right around the corner. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.